Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
With itsforwomen.ie. Time to own it.
Live from our kitchen table in Eden Derry, it's Maria Devereaux.
That's exactly where I am. I haven't moved. So tonight, the Late Late Show was supposed to be coming from Limerick. Do you remember they announced that a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
They were going to do a live show from Limerick, so they cancelled it. And they've decided to do it just in their RTE studios. And they have Niall Horan on. But they're also going to be talking about what we need to be doing in, you know, the coronavirus outbreak to keep ourselves safe and everything.
Right. Hardly having an audience, are they?
I don't know if they're having an audience, but I know
they can't.
You'd have to sit everybody like 2 meters apart.
Yeah, but how many people would usually be in the audience for the Late Late?
Oh, a couple of hundred, like definitely more than 100 anyway.
Really?
Yeah,
that's a big studio. That
it is, yeah.
One.
Unless they have somebody in, like they're doing what cinemas are doing and having someone in every second seat. I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see. They should
didn't
do
save
it
the audience, but they did put up a video to tease Niall Horan's performance. And, you know, it's just Niall with the Late Late Show backdrop. And he said, oh, tune in this Friday. I'm going to be singing my new song and talking to Ryan. And then Ryan comes into the video and shakes his hand. But people on Twitter are going, hey, you're telling us we're not allowed, you know, shake hands and do this, that, and the other, but you're shaking hands. And then they're like, yeah, but this was recorded in January. So sorry about that.
But God knows where that Niall Horan fella's been. I mean, he couldn't be going around shaking his hand.
And in fairness...
Well, isn't he in... He's in the middle of doing covering for James Corden in his Late Late Show in the US.
A five-night run, over there. So, yeah.
Fair play to him. Although, with the Late Late Show audience, even if there were half the amount of people there, it would still sound as equally unenthusiastic.
All right, where's Brian Tupperty?
Then also, right, I'm going to tell you about a docudrama that's come to Netflix, right?
Okay.
It's up there now. And you have to tell me if you recognise the story.
Okay.
So it's about... the son of a government official in Britain, and he's kidnapped by pirates when he's 16, and he is brought to a strange land.
Star Wars.
Only to be reunited years later with his family, and then he has a dream about going back to the strange land that he was at. Yay!
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So the true story of St. Patrick, it's up on Netflix now. It's a docudrama, so it's narrated by Mo Dunford, you know, the Irish actor Mo Dunford.
Yeah.
And it stars John Rhys-Davies, who you'll know from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
and it's just all about everything. So it has historical reenactments. It has experts telling you what happened, and then it has the writings of St. Patrick himself.
Is it set in St. Patrick's time, whenever that was?
Partially, yeah. Yeah. So
they
that's
haven't
where,
updated
that's where...
it to be like, you know, it's 2018 and Patrick's been kidnapped. His iPhone was stolen from him by these pirate thugs. That would be amazing.
No.
All right,
no.
So that's on Netflix now.
That's on Netflix now. Yes, that's definitely worth a watch, you know, with since nobody would be going to parades. So you may as well do something kind of St. Patrick's Day.
True, yeah, that's a good point.
Then also on Channel 4 tonight at 8 o'clock, there's a documentary called Coronavirus, Are We Doing Enough? So obviously it's on Channel 4, so it's about the UK and it's about the NHS and all that. I just think, I know you touched on it in Ask Me Anything earlier on, but it's just about how differently, I'll be watching it because of how differently they are reacting to it, to what, you know, to what we're doing.
Short answer to the documentary title, no, you're not doing enough.
Yeah. They're doing it differently to everybody.
Yeah.
They are, yeah. They're not cancelling any events and all their schools are still open.
Just because you voted for Brexit doesn't mean that you're immune to disease now from Europeans.
It's a European disease, you can't get that.
Well, I did see Piers Morgan put up last night on Twitter, he put up about... you know, Ireland are closing their schools and cancelling events and, you know, why are we so behind in the measures we're taking? And he got berated
with Brexiteers.
Yeah, from people in the UK.
Right.
Saying, listen to the security experts. You're not a security expert. Get off and all this.
Well, they have a point, so, I suppose, but at the same time, yeah.
Shouldn't they be listening to health experts rather than security experts?
Well, yeah. So that's on Channel 4 tonight at 8 o'clock. That's definitely worth a watch. Also, there was a series that started on Sky last night, so you can watch this on your catch-up.
Yeah.
But it's called Breeders, and I think it's very apt at the minute with the school closures. So Martin Freeman is in it, so you'll know him from The Hobbit or The UK Office. And it's basically, it exposes the parental paradox possible, that it is possible to love children to the moon and back, but be angry enough at them at the same time to want to send them to the moon and not bring them back. So it's about a couple who are juggling full-time careers, dealing with their aging parents and paying mortgages and all that kind of stuff while having two kids. So it's a comedy. It's definitely worth a watch. I mean, sure, what else are we doing?
Two kids? Sure, that's easy.
Yeah, so it's called Breeders.
Breeders.
So that's on your Sky catch-up. It started last night, so the first two episodes are up on your catch-up on your Sky box.
Excellent.
And then I just have a tip. Myself and Johnny have started playing catchphrase.
Okay.
But like we go along with what's on the telly, like when it's on the telly. We have the board game, but we're not playing that. We're playing along with what's on the telly. And we just give each other a point for whoever gets the catchphrase first. So if you want to do what me and Johnny are doing, it's on tonight at 9 o'clock on Virgin Media One. Like it's the crack.
And Maria, don't forget, for your Christmas present, I got you The Chase, the
you
game.
Did.
This is perfect time. It's perfect time for you to be playing it.
We have that scheduled for Saturday. So we're going to play The Chase when the kids go to bed on Saturday. But then I saw there was, just for the kids, on Amazon Prime, there's a new series called Jesse and Nessie. It's 5 episodes and it's a mix between, like, there's, Jesse is played by a real child, but then everything else is kind of animated around her. Mm. And it's written by Paddy Courtney.
Yeah.
You know our very own Paddy Courtney.
Our very own Paddy Courtney, brilliant Irish comedian and writer, yeah.
Also the voice of Today FM.
He is the voice of Today FM. So Jessie is a little girl and she has a best friend who is a 5,500-year-old sea monster. And they look at the world differently through what she calls her inspectacles.
Brilliant.
So like spectacles, but in spectacles.
Yeah.
And they try and solve things through her in spectacles.
Amazon Prime,
yeah, there's 5 episodes. So that's worth a watch for the kids. And then just for the adults, A Quiet Place 2 was supposed to be coming out and we were supposed to have a premiere. I think you were meant to go to it tonight, Dermot.
It was last night, actually. It was meant to be on.
Oh,
yeah.
It was last night. So that's Cillian Murphy is in A Quiet Place 2. So that's due to come out in the coming months. But A Quiet Place 1, the first one, is definitely worth a watch. And that's on Channel 4 tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. That's John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
Brilliant.
So basically it's where, like, it's post-apocalyptic and you're not allowed to make a sound and there's women giving birth in silence and there's kids having to not speak to their parents or give out or throw tantrums.
Sounds like heaven, Maria. Amazing. All right, Maria, thanks so much for all that. There's your telly this week with Maria Devereaux on Today FM. Maria, before we let you go, we need you to give us the last word of our Super Value shopping list so everybody can win themselves a lovely breakaway at Cliff at Lyons in Kildare. What is it?
It's pears.
Pears. Add that to the other two we got earlier on. And then WhatsApp or text them to us on 087-4100-102. All thanks to supervalue.ie, your local online store. And you can take the hassle out of all your shopping and do it online with Supervalue.
Maz, talk to you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
With itsforwomen.ie. Don't live your life on hold.